is there involvement from the Big Ten? Because when these things come out, they don't come from the conference. They come from one of the schools. And the second part is, should the league be thinking about, hey, Maryland, you got eight guys out. All right, you're going to play with 77, or you're going to forfeit? Because it seems like Ohio State is collateral damage this week.
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing is looking the team in the eye, who's done everything you've asked them to do, and they can't play. And I mentioned that when Nebraska wasn't able to play. And, you know, somebody said, well, you know, what happens to you? And that's – when I said, I feel awful. And I do, I feel awful for this team. There's nothing we can do about it. I can tell you that when you're preparing for a team, there's really just not a lot of time in your day to be dealing with these kind of things. So I leave that up to the conference and to Gene to have those conversations. President Johnson, I know they were all on the phone having all these types of conversations, all the questions you asked. To be honest with you right now, it's like, it's all about football for me. So, you know, we were involved in this stuff going into the season, and that was kind of an everyday thing. Now it's like, how do you get ready for Maryland and now Indiana? And so I'm kind of just leaving that up to them and letting them work with it, because there's just not enough hours in the day right now.
But
I hear what you're saying. I totally hear what you're saying, and I think you got a valid point.
It feels unfair.
All right, we'll go next to Austin Ward from Letterman Row. Austin.
I agree with you, Clay.
Ryan, when you talk about shifting gears now from Maryland to Indiana, how will you do that? Because this isn't like a normal off date, not the way you would normally do it. What will you plan to do over the next couple of days, and what are you already doing?
Well, I think that what we have to do is keep our routine in a year and a season that's been nothing, nothing like we're used to. We need to keep our routine the best we can. And so what we'll do is we'll have a typical Thursday. We'll just, instead of work on Maryland, we're going to try to work on Indiana. We don't have the game plan ready to go, but at least we get a head start on that. We'll still do best Fridays in football, and then we'll have a good practice on Saturday, and try to keep it as much routine as possible. It's when you keep changing routine on coaches and players and staff members, it wears you down. It just does. It's a distraction. So we're going to try to do everything we can to not do that and keep our routine the same.
All right, next up, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com. Nathan.
Ryan, how much is it going to ease your mind when Thanksgiving break arrives and campus is more or less emptied out, and that maybe frees makes things a little bit easier as far as avoiding this on your end?
And it'll be one less thing to worry about, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Really, at the end of the day, it takes one guy, and it can affect everybody. So while that will help, it's not the end of the road. Yeah, but it certainly will help.
All right, we'll go next to Dave Biddle, 247 Sports. Dave.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, Ryan. Ryan, right now the Big Ten's rule, I know there's been some talk about this, maybe revisiting this, but the Big Ten's rule is you have to play at least six games to be eligible for the Big Ten championship game. Has there been any, talk lately about revisiting that rule? And just what is your opinion on that rule?
Well, there hasn't been much conversation because this is kind of the first time it's come up. And I think as we get closer, maybe there'll be more conversation. I don't know. again, these are the things that, like, right now, I don't even have time to really talk to Gene about much, because there's nothing we can do about it at all. I think as we get closer, if, we're not able to play X number of games, then I think at that point we need to maybe revisit it. And one of the things that I think we've done a decent job of is be flexible here, and we have to continually be flexible as things move along and just make the right decision, whatever that might be moving forward in any situation. The fact that we changed the policy for testing positive on game day, now we can get a PCR test to allow someone to play. That's the sign of good leadership, and I think, and I hope we'll continue to do that.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we'll go next to Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch. Bill.
Yeah, Ryan, do you see any silver lining in this in terms of at least you get a few more days of preparing for Indiana? You don't have to worry about whatever issues could come from traveling, not getting anybody hurt on Saturday in a game. Is there any – are you trying to approach it that way at all?
I mean, I guess those would be the few positives to it. We're very disappointed that we're not playing this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to look at the positives, it's an opportunity for our guys to – continue to rest and heal, although we haven't played very much football. Like you said, less exposure going to Maryland. and allows us a few more days for preparation for Indiana.
All right, we'll go next to Dan Hope from 11 Warriors. Dan.
Hey, Ryan, are you worried at all that not having a game this weekend and your guys having this unexpected little extra free time, that they could let their guard down with everything they've been doing to try to protect themselves against the virus?
Yes. I would be worried even if we were going to Maryland. But, yeah, now we have more free time on our hands, and anytime that happens, you certainly get more and more concerned. So we hammered it home yesterday. If yesterday was you couldn't be any more of a reminder of where we're at in this whole thing. And this is the first time we've really been affected by it, by no fault of our own. But this is kind of the way it goes. And so, yeah, this is going to be difficult here moving forward, and just got to continually make sacrifices. And we've done that, but at any moment it can turn sideways. So we've got to stay on it. It's got to be really, really important and really the number one thing we think about when we wake up in the morning.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll go next to Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch. Rob.
Hey, Ryan, back in March, April, the messaging was, we just want to play football.
Right.
These guys deserve to play football. And then football comes back, and it's, we want to compete for a national championship because you guys are competitors. How challenging, how tough would it be if you had to sort of change that messaging back to, we just want to play football, if that makes any sense? And you've got the apple out there, and now if they would take that away.
You know, it's a good question, Rob. I just there's so many what ifs in different scenarios. It's like we're living in this world where you just don't know what's coming next. And so, like I tell our guys, we can't worry about what's coming next. We have to just worry about today. And that's what I'm trying to do too, because as you can imagine, it can get hard trying to think about all these different scenarios. What if this, what if that, what if this? And one thing's for sure, we don't know what's coming next, you know? So it's who knows what's coming, but what we can do is do a great job today, maximizing today and get ready for Indiana, and then we go from there. But as they come up and these situations come up, we'll just try to address them and try to advocate for the players and do what's best for them so that, you know, they get what they deserve.
We got time for two more. We'll go to Doug Lamarice, Cleveland.com. Doug.
Hey, Ryan, I know it's hard. It's like you're trying to think about football and we're trying to get in your head.
I get it. I get it.
I was back on September 16th when the Big Ten announced they're coming back, and we talked to you and Gene and President Johnson. It just felt like there was a lot of optimism then about, hey, this is the Big Ten testing plan. We're ready for this. We can do this. So as this has happened, now your team, you guys are handling it, but you can't play this week for something else. Wisconsin had two games canceled. Like, are you surprised? Like back in September when you guys were coming back, did you think, yes, the Big Ten, we're going to get through without missing any games? Or did you really kind of think, you know what, the virus keeps changing, whatever, this is not unexpected to you? I'm just trying to figure out how, like, surprised you are by what has happened to you guys this week.
I'm surprised in that it happened so quickly. You know, we were getting ready to go play or practice on a Wednesday, and it's like, we're not playing. It was like, how did that just happen? And I guess that's on me. You know, I shouldn't be surprised of anything that happens now. But in terms of, you know, we knew that it wasn't going to be easy. To have over a 7.5 a positivity rate in your program, we thought was a pretty high number. And we also knew that there was going to be other factors at play. There was going to be state and local officials, public health presidents, team doctors that were going to weigh in these types of situations. So we know it's not perfect, and we understood that coming in, but doesn't make it any easier to go through this. I mean, it's hard. And so knowing that it's not going to be perfect, but trying to figure out a way to make it happen is where we're at. And so, yeah, disappointed, but, you know, certainly not going to let it get us down. We're just going to keep moving forward.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
And last question to Bill Landis from The Athletic. Bill.
Hey, Ryan. I know to a certain extent you always have people in the background kind of working ahead a little bit and collecting some film, but what are the logistics of switching the opponent you're thinking about midweek, and how's that gone so far?
Yeah, that was like fast and furious. It was 2:15 and we had a 2:30 team meeting. Found out that we weren't going to play Maryland. So we literally at that moment, I just told everybody, we're done with Maryland. And coach was kind of looking at you like, okay, so what are we doing, coach? So we just kind of went out there, had a good practice, and we were just working on fundamentals, base plays against base defenses. And then all of our attention last night and today went to Indiana. And we're not we're not going to have the game plan ready to go by the end of the day today, but we're going to try to start implementing some of the ideas, introducing the offense and defense to both sides of the ball, and just try to do a good job of getting ahead of these guys. Anything we do right now is a bonus anyway, which is great, but we also don't want to waste time. We want to make sure we're giving them good, accurate things.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ryan.
You too.